This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. Everyone dreams about the Maldives, but nobody tells you about the hidden costs waiting for you after you book. I've been there multiple times, spending weeks hopping between islands, resorts, and even liveaboards. And the thing is, paradise comes with a price tag that you rarely see up front. In this video, I'll walk you through 5 hidden costs that can easily add hundreds, if not thousands, to your trip, and share the lessons that I've learned firsthand so you can avoid the same mistakes. Before you picture yourself sipping cocktails over turquoise water, let's talk numbers. If you're new here, I'm DeAndre Koch, a Forbes-recognized financial advisor. My wife Taryn and I travel the world to bring you luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and the exact strategies we use to elevate and revolutionize our own adventures. If you want to travel better and smarter, hit that subscribe button and join our weekly newsletter to get travel deals sent directly to your inbox, and the link for that is below. So here's the first shocker. When you land in Malé, you're not exactly there yet. Yes, you're in the Maldives, but every resort for the most part sits on its own private island, which means that you're going to need an extra transfer just to get to your hotel. And that's almost never included in the price that you paid when you booked. There are 3 main types of transfers. There are seaplanes, speedboats, or a domestic flight that will likely require another boat as well. A short speedboat ride to nearby resorts might set you back around $100 to $300 per person round trip. But if your resort requires a seaplane, expect anywhere from between $400 and $800 per person round trip. The kicker are that these transfers are often booked directly through the resort, through a third-party provider. And so you're gonna pay whatever price they've set themselves. And there's really no way around it. Seaplanes, for the most part, only operate during daylight, so your arrival time also can affect your availability. And I would say that the best way to avoid surprises is to confirm the transfer cost before booking and compare how different properties handle their different transfers. Because that super cheap looking island deal that you just found online might not be such a good one once you add that welcome flight to your bill. The second hidden cost is tied to the reality of the food and beverage pricing. And I would say if there's one expense that throws everyone off in the Maldives, it's the food. You know, the Maldives is famous for overwater villas and views straight out of a honeymoon catalog. But what most people don't realize is that every ingredient has to be shipped in from abroad. So because these islands are all self-contained, the resort runs the only restaurants, the only coffee shops, mini marts, essentially on the island. And that means that every burger, every bottle of water, every cocktail is imported, and essentially the pricing is marked up accordingly. So let's put some real numbers to it. A typical lunch buffet can easily run somewhere around $35 to even $100 per person. Cocktails, usually between $18 and $25 each. A single bottle of sparkling water might be $6 to $10. Dinner for two, even at a more casual restaurant, can very easily be $150 to $300 easily. I once paid $50 for a burger. Now, it was a really, really good burger, but was it worth $50? Not at all. But when you're on a private island, there's really no competition for them to have to compare prices with, for the most part. Now, here's something that I do see that confuses people when they're booking their trips to the Maldives. Hotels often promote different meal plans. So you're going to see half board, full board, maybe even all inclusive. And full board usually sounds perfect. It means breakfast, lunch, and dinner are included. But here's the trick. It often covers only food in the main restaurant, typically, not always. Drinks, including even simple sodas, might cost extra. And I've seen bills where a bottle of still water during dinner was an additional 10 bucks, even on a full board plan. Now, all-inclusive can make more sense if you plan to drink a decent amount or snack throughout the day. You know you're going to pay more up front, but you'll avoid that constant feeling of having to sign for receipts and check the prices of everything. And premium all-inclusive programs can even include water sports or spa visits for a little bit of an even better value. The key is reading the fine print carefully, because some all-inclusive plans still exclude premium liquors, or specialty restaurants. We learn to ask very specific questions and do our own research before finalizing any reservations. Which venue does the plan cover? Are cocktails included anywhere, or is it just the main bar? Knowing these type of answers can help you save a few hundred dollars during your stay, and maybe even a few hundred dollars every day. And if you want a small hack, or if you're traveling on a budget, bring some protein bars or some snacks from home. It sounds silly, I know, but when you're staring at a $10 cookie, it doesn't seem as silly. So even the most stunning island loses a little bit of its glow when you realize how fast the cost can climb. But if you think you can escape by using points for a pretty much close to free stay, well, think again, because our next hidden cost shows why free isn't always free after all. So if you love travel rewards like we do, the Maldives looks like the ultimate redemption. Using points for five nights at a $1,000 per night resort, we've done it, and it's absolutely incredible to confirm that booking without paying a single dollar out of pocket. But the hidden truth is that your points may cover the room rate only. Taxes, transfers, and upgrades are typically a very, very different story. Take Hyatt's Alila or their Park Hyatt property where we stayed. They can be only 25,000 Hyatt or Chase points if you know how to actually transfer your points per night. And that sounds like an absolutely great redemption until you realize the seaplane or the domestic transfer can cost easily $600 per person round trip. And those costs aren't optional, and they're definitely not payable in points, and you have to pay them if you want to get to the resort. Then there's the room type. The basic redemption really only covers the entry-level villa, which is usually a beach villa. Now, I want to be very clear, don't get me wrong here. The beach villa is absolutely incredible and absolutely stunning. At the Park Hyatt, we opted for that because we've done the overwater villa before, and having so much more space is so much better. Well, those overwater bungalows that you see all over Instagram, well, they're an upgrade, often requiring a cash top-up of $300 to $900 or even more dollars per night. And then on top of that come some small but unavoidable extras. A 10% service charge, 12% local tax, and the $6 per night green tax. So even on a point stay, those charges really add towards the full rack rate. It's not zero. For example, a room that usually costs $900, the taxes and fees might run you well over a couple hundred dollars more per night. And then you're going to pay those same exact rates on food, on drinks, spa visits, activities. So the folio that you see at checkout might feel a little bit different than the mental math you were doing along the way. So be prepared so you don't have a minor heart attack when you see the final bill. Still, there are ways to cushion that blow. Hotel status does help, especially elite levels that include free breakfast or late checkout. I remember when we stayed at the Park Hyatt, by having some globalist benefits, I was able to save roughly $1,000 in meals and drinks while we were there, specifically because of the breakfast being so expensive, but getting free breakfast for two every day made it an absolute win. Now, you also might want to consider mixing in a few paid nights with points to help you unlock some upgrades or some extra night promotions. But honestly, the lesson here is pretty simple. A redemption might make the trip possible, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make it cheap. Always multiply your expected nightly cost by at least 25% to cover for taxes and fees before you celebrate that free booking that we all like to talk about with points. Because in the Maldives, even free nights can earn a service charge. And that leads us directly into hidden cost number four, which is essentially the mandatory fees that are added after everything else. There are a stack of non-negotiable fees that the Maldives charges that you will see in every final bill, no matter how you've paid. The first is, as I've already mentioned, the 10% service charge. Then there's a 12% goods and service tax. And on top of that, the $6 per person green tax that's meant to fund environmental programs. So picture this, you're checking out after an incredible week, staying at a bungalow over the Indian Ocean, relaxed, bronzed, ready to board that seaplane, and the desk hands you a folio that's several hundred dollars higher than the mental math. And again, it's not a mistake. These fixed charges are finally appearing in just one tidy number for you. So really the trick here is to build them into your budget from the start. I know I mentioned that when it comes to even when you're booking with points, but you're really going to want to look, and when you're estimating your per night rate, multiply the quoted price by 1.25 to find the true figure. And remember, those packages stack. So your $50 buffet lunch quickly becomes almost $75. It's not glamorous, but knowing that ahead of time can really help prevent some last day checkout shock. Because once you accept that paradise really comes with its own fine print, you can plan to really not be blindsided by it. Now, even after you've mastered transfers, meals, and taxes, the Maldives still has another budget trap waiting. And this one hides behind all of the jaw-dropping activities that you see advertised in those glossy resort videos. And by the way, if you want to learn how to stretch your budget farther and unlock upgrades or experiences like the Maldives for when you travel, I host a weekly Top 100 Travel podcast that breaks down points, miles, and credit card strategies. You'll learn how to use some of the top travel and points and miles cards to be able to have incredible experiences and get to beautiful destinations like the Maldives. Each time we've gone to the Maldives, we've received over $40,000 in travel value while paying less than $5,000 out of pocket for both of us. So if you want to check it out, scan the QR code or hit the link in the description. So the final hidden cost isn't anything exceptional, but it's still worth noting, and it comes down to excursions. You'll find plenty of videos and brochures promising included activities. And the reality is that some of those included things are maybe they'll give you some snorkeling gear, or maybe you'll get a half hour or an hour of kayaking. But everything else, a lot of the things that you see really exciting on Instagram that you want to do, like the sunset cruise everyone raves about, to the bucket list dive with the mantas or the whale sharks, those things obviously cost extra and it adds up fast. A single scuba dive can run between $150 and $300 once you account for equipment rental and guides and everything else. Whale shark or manta ray tours range from $100 to $200 per person. And even a single 1 hour sunset cruise might be anywhere from $75 to $150. Now, I know if you're used to traveling, you expect there to be a cost for these things, but I do think it's important to mention that these get pretty expensive. Spa treatments are another silent budget killer. A 1 hour massage can cost $150 or more before taxes and service, maybe even $200 to $300. When every experience is world class in a world class destination, I know it's super tempting to say yes to everything, and that's how those daily expenses quietly double over time. The good news is that there are ways to enjoy most of these expenses without draining your savings. So even if you know that you'll want a few key excursions, say maybe one dive day, one sunset cruise, having a spa visit, pre-book them before arriving if you can, because resorts sometimes includes package discounts for early bookings. Another trick is to check if your resort offers credit for longer stays or upgrades from full board to all-inclusive that can bundle in a few of the activities that you want to do. Now, also, if you're staying on a local island or can mix in an opportunity to get to a local island, or you're staying in a guest house instead of staying at a resort, a lot of times local tour operators often charge up to 70% less for identical snorkel or dive trips. Also know that on the local islands, food is a lot less expensive, but also on local islands, they're typically all alcohol free, so you're only going to be able to get alcohol if you are on a resort that's not on a what's considered local island. And throwing in a bonus kind of sixth hidden cost is time. Because time has its own hidden cost, especially when you're traveling to the Maldives. Many travelers fly home the same day their resort checkout ends, which means spending 6 or 8 uncomfortable hours waiting in Mali's crowded airport. I've done it before, it's hot, it's chaotic, and it's absolutely not how you want to wrap up a luxury trip. The same thing can happen on the flip side. When you get in, if you land later than your last boat transfer or seaplane transfer to the resort, you may have to stay an extra day in Malé before getting to your resort. These are all things that you're going to want to know because you don't want to be stuck somewhere unexpectedly and without a game plan. So if for some reason you find yourself with a longer stay in Malé, either waiting to leave or when you land, here's my tip for you. You're going to want to consider paying somewhere around $200 to $250 for a day room at the local hotel that's connected right next to the airport. Well, it's not technically connected, but it's like a 2-minute drive. And so after one long layover during an actual storm that was hitting the area, we booked a day room at the Hulhule Island Hotel, which, like I said, is right next to the airport. So we were able to shower. We had a proper lunch. It's an incredible buffet, an incredible spread that they had. And we were able to watch the monsoon from our room instead of a hard plastic chair in the airport. That short stay was worth every single dollar. Trust me. So sometimes smart luxury means protecting both your time and your mood. We stayed there up until about 2 when I think that was the latest we were able to stay with our day pass. I think it was an 8-hour range they gave us. And then from there, we went to the airport lounge before carrying on for our late night flight out. So now you know how fast paradise can turn pricey and more importantly, how to plan around it. So let's be very clear, the Maldives will always be absolutely breathtaking. Crystal water, perfect villas, and that feeling of being a speck in a turquoise ocean, it never gets old. But those postcard photos never show the line items hiding behind the view that you're seeing. The 5 biggest hidden costs are the ones that quietly define your trip. Resort transfers, pricey food and drinks, unavoidable fees and taxes, activity markups, and the time versus money squeeze at the end of your journey. Once you factor in those, well then you're back in control again of your trip. So the real takeaway here is that luxury doesn't have to mean overspending. By budgeting for the transfers, confirming meal plans, and penciling in that 25% tax cushion, you avoid a lot of surprises. Plan which experiences matter mix in maybe points or a free night certificate to help save some costs, and you'll still get to live that dream without credit card regret at checkout. I've said it many times before, the Maldives isn't a cheap destination, but it rewards the travelers who really do their homework. If you go prepared, you can enjoy champagne sunsets without paying for them twice. So before you hit book, take what you learned here, understand your budget, whatever that may be, ask about the hidden numbers, and you'll arrive to the island knowing exactly what paradise truly costs. If you found this helpful, make sure to hit that like button and be sure to check out our full comprehensive guide on how to travel for nearly free using points, which will be in the description below. And be sure to subscribe for more ways to travel well without overspending. Because honestly, the smartest luxury is the one that you plan for. Catch you next time.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoyeEscape.com.